Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Islas by Von Dias is a narrative-driven cookbook that surveys tropical island cooking across the Indian, Atlantic, and Pacific oceans. Rather than presenting a single national cuisine, it links far-flung island foodways through shared techniques and ingredients that travel with migration, trade, and colonization. The book offers 25 recipes and frames them within a larger conversation about how island communities cook with what is available, preserving flavor and nourishment through methods like marinating, pickling and fermentation, braising and stewing, frying, grilling and smoking, and steaming in earth oven style roasting. Diaz writes as a food journalist and researcher with roots in Puerto Rico, pairing practical instructions with cultural and historical context. A notable dimension is its attention to present-day pressures, including climate change and food insecurity, and how these realities shape what people grow, catch, preserve, and share. The result is both a usable home cooking book and an exploration of resilience, adaptation, and connection in tropical cuisines. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, technique as the organizing map across oceans. A central idea in Islas is that technique can reveal kinship between cuisines that might otherwise seem unrelated. Diaz structures the book around broad, ancestral cooking methods such as marinating, pickling, and fermentation, braising and stewing, frying, grilling and smoking, and steaming and in-ground roasting. This approach shifts the reader away from rigid geographic categories and toward the practical logic of island kitchens, how heat is managed, how protein is tenderized, how acidity and salt preserve food, and how smoke layers flavor. It also helps home cooks build transferable skills. When you understand a method, you can adapt it to the ingredients you can find locally, which mirrors how islanders themselves have cooked through changing economies and supply chains. In this framework, recipes function as examples of a technique in action, while the narrative portions clarify why the method matters and how it appears in different places. The result is a cookbook that teaches cooking thinking, not only cooking replication, giving readers a coherent way to navigate a wide range of islands and flavors without reducing them to a tourist checklist. Secondly, a connected pantry of tropical ingredients and flavor structure. Islas emphasizes that many tropical islands, despite being separated by vast distances, share overlapping pantry patterns and flavor goals. Diaz highlights the bold, often briny, sour, salty, and richly savory profiles that can define everyday island food, not just the sweet fruit and seafood stereotypes outsiders may expect. The book foregrounds how cooks use acidity, aromatics, chiles, herbs, and preserved elements to build intensity, and how those choices reflect climate, available crops, and the demands of feeding families efficiently. By focusing on common ingredients and adaptable combinations, the book helps readers understand what makes tropical cooking feel cohesive, even when specific dishes differ from island to island. It also encourages substitution with integrity. The point is not to chase rare products for novelty, but to learn how certain ingredient categories function, such as something sharp, something aromatic, something smoky, or something fermented. That ingredient logic supports practical cooking at home while honoring the depth and seriousness of island cuisines as everyday foodways shaped by history and environment. Thirdly, history and cultural storytelling woven into recipes. Beyond being a recipe collection, Islas is designed as a narrative cookbook, pairing instructions with context about people, places, and the forces that shape island tables. Diaz draws attention to how island cuisines are formed through layered histories, including migration and exchange, and she uses storytelling to keep the focus on lived experience rather than abstract fusion. The book is described in public materials as including profiles and stories from islanders, helping the reader see recipes as part of broader cultural knowledge systems. This approach also reframes what counts as representative food. Instead of spotlighting only celebratory or restaurant-style dishes, Diaz emphasizes everyday preparations that demonstrate how families preserve, stretch, and deepen flavor. The narrative also supports a more respectful form of culinary exploration. Readers are invited to learn connections without flattening differences, recognizing that shared techniques do not erase distinct identities. In practice, the context makes the cooking more intelligible because it explains why certain methods are repeated and why certain flavor balances are prized across multiple island communities. Fourthly, resilience cooking under climate change and food insecurity. A defining theme in Islas is the reality that many tropical islands sit on the front lines of environmental volatility. Diaz explicitly addresses climate change and food scarcity as factors that influence what can be grown, harvested, and afforded, and how cooks respond through preservation, careful use of heat, and flexible recipes. This is not treated as an abstract concern, but as part of the moral and practical backdrop of island cooking when supply is uncertain. Techniques like pickling, fermentation, marinating, and stewing become tools for keeping food safe, flavorful, and filling. The book also highlights the ingenuity involved in making the most of available ingredients, a perspective that can broaden how readers in any location think about their own kitchens. But for home cooks, this theme can translate into more sustainable habits, such as learning preservation basics, valuing lower waste methods, and understanding how flavor can be built without excess. For readers interested in food systems, the book offers a grounded entry point into how environmental pressures show up in daily cooking decisions, not only in policy discussions. Lastly, practical usability, step-by-step guidance, and visual learning. Izlis positions itself as both inspirational and highly usable, with public descriptions emphasizing detailed recipes, how-to guidance, and full-color photography. The practical dimension matters because many of the featured techniques, especially fermentation, pickling, smoking, and slow braising, can feel intimidating to cooks who have not grown up with them. Step-by-step structure supports confidence, making it easier to translate an unfamiliar dish into a successful home result. The technique-based organization also encourages readers to practice a method repeatedly across different recipes, which is one of the fastest ways to build skill. Photography and clear instructions can serve as a visual checkpoint for texture, color, and doneness, which is especially helpful when cooking styles rely on sensory cues. Importantly, the book aims for approachability while still treating the cuisines with seriousness and depth, pairing learning with pleasure rather than turning tradition into a mere cooking hack. For readers, this means the book can function as a teaching tool, a travel-through food experience, and a repeat-use kitchen reference rather than a one-time browsing cookbook. In conclusion, Izlis is best suited to home cooks who want to expand their repertoire through technique, as well as food readers drawn to cultural context and the real-world conditions that shape what ends up on a plate. If you enjoy cookbooks that read like travel writing and food history, Diaz offers a thoughtful bridge between narrative and instruction, showing how methods like marinating, pickling, fermentation, stewing, grilling, smoking, and steaming recur across island kitchens while still expressing local identity. Practically, readers can gain portable skills once you learn the logic of preservation, controlled heat, and acid and salt balance. You can apply it well beyond any single recipe list. Intellectually, the book invites a more connected view of global foodways, emphasizing exchange, adaptation, and resilience rather than isolated culinary categories. What helps Izlis stand out among global or regional cookbooks is its organizing idea and ethical attention. It does not simply compile exoticized dishes, but uses technique and storytelling to highlight everyday foods and the ingenuity behind them, including the pressures of climate change and food insecurity. The result is a cookbook with both weeknight usefulness and lasting perspective, rewarding readers who want to cook deliciously and think more deeply about where food knowledge comes from. If you would like to support Von Diaz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.